Case number 10,231, Joseph B. Hicks and Barbara E. Griswold, north of Road 389, 422 feet south of Route 54, a variance from a minimum square foot requirement for a parcel.
Address this, gentlemen.
My name's Doug Gannon. I live at 10027 North Old State Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
Joseph B. Hicks, 38257 Kingwood Road, Southern Delaware.
I swear affirm testimony about to give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Hi.
Good evening.
My name's Doug Gannon. I'm the land surveyor on this job. Here's a copy of the survey. I don't know if you all have this.
Yeah, we have.
I have some extra copies if you want to take a look at them.
We have the copy. Is this?
Yeah, this is actually, this is more recent, and I actually gave a copy of this to Planning and Zoning to be at, you know, at this meeting.
Well, let's you have copies of that?
Yeah.
Let me have them, pass them on down.
I got a couple here. Yeah, this is a more updated
version. You have more copies or just one? Or what?
I've got two.
Okay, just give me one. Let me go. Yeah, I can take care of this. Pass it on down.
That is a sketch plan that was originally submitted.
No, I have a survey.
Straight through line now.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. I'll pass it on down.
Okay. He'll stay the warning.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, the property is owned by Barbara Griswold and Dr. Joseph Hicks, who's sitting here. It's located between County Route 54 and County Route 389 in Williamsville. It was recently rezoned from agricultural to general business. The property right now is 1.2 acres total. In the front of the property on State Route 54 is Dr. Hicks's office, where he has mental health counseling. In the rear of the lot on County Road 389 is a trailer that is presently rented, right?
Correct.
Okay. What we're doing, we're proposing a new dividing line to run through the property, where we will create a lot in the rear on 389, which will have an area of 0.53 acres, which is below the minimum of 0.75. The residual lands, where Dr. Hicks's office is located, is located up on County Route or State Road 54, and it will have an area of 3/4 acre. The trailer on the new lot in the rear will be removed. It's sort of an old dilapidated trailer that sort of an eyesore in the area. And then the lot will be cleaned up of, it's grown over with vegetation, and there's debris and trash around it, and Dr. Hicks thinks he would like to clean it up and present a nice property, probably to be sold. DelDOT has reviewed this proposal and has sent us a letter of no objection. Also, on the lot in the front where Dr. Hicks's office is, where it says dwelling, it's actually an office, is a long shed, long storage shed. The rear of it, which is back toward the trailer, is sort of dilapidated. He's going to He's going to remove that part of it to so it complies with setback regulations.
Okay.
So the only variance we have here is for the area of the new lot in the rear. And also I'd like to add there are other lots in this immediate neighborhood that that are under the minimum of 3/4 of an acre.
That dwelling off of 54, that deck at 35.4, is that an open, unenclosed deck? Off 54?
The deck on the front of your office is not enclosed, right?
No,
just a deck.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're allowed to encroach 5 feet, so I'm looking at it.
So that's okay, right?
Okay.
I think everything is out. I think everything else is okay. Dr. Hicks?
Yes, Ms. Griswold and I brought that property almost exactly 5 years ago. We bought it pretty much the way it is in terms of it had the shed that's one end is dilapidated, and it had the trailer, which was even more dilapidated than it is now. I did try to make some improvements to the trailer, but it's kind of a losing proposition. And I'm basically declaring a financial hardship in that I don't have the resources to remove the trailer. I don't have the resources to tear down the shed. If I could get a variance to allow me to put the property up for sale, that would allow me to at least tell a prospective buyer that I would remove it if we could work out a contract. They say that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, I have about 11,000 words worth of pictures here. I'll sort of run through them so you can see the order and you'll be able to tell. This is the office where I practice. There are three views of that. Then there's a view from the trailer, standing opposite the trailer and looking back at the back of my office. So you can get an idea of the sort of the size of the backyard. This is a view of the dilapidated shed, which I think once was a chicken house. I'm not sure. Another view of the shed. And this is the rear view. It shows that it's completely open, and there is trash in there, which, unfortunately, we inherited when we purchased the property. The owner was from out of state, a guy from Baltimore. He did make a verbal promise to remove it, but he didn't follow through. And then finally, there's a couple more pictures of the shed and another picture of the trailer, and then finally, a lovely view of the back of the trailer showing trash full of beer cans, which I thought you might enjoy. So there's 11 pictures here.
Get an idea of why I'm trying to do what we're trying to do.
I've been working, putting my efforts into improving the landscaping in the front part of the property. The tenant's done a fair job of maintaining the landscape in the back, but she doesn't really have the resources to do it either.
Is someone living in the trailer?
Yes, it's rented. I get occasional rent money from it. It's not worth maintaining.
That's actually a very nice neighborhood. The removal of the trailer would be a big improvement.
Mm. The property immediately to the rear of this property had a spec house built on it about a year ago, and it's right now under contract. So gives you an idea that people are looking to. And it's a nice spec house. It's got a stone front and very attractive.
Is Dickerson Road all dirt road?
No, it's paved, but it is very small. If you travel down there and a SUV is coming the other way, somebody's got to sort of pull off or go very slowly.
Like in the past, it's dirt.
Yeah, it runs right by Brazier's horse stables. They call it Termite Acres. It runs down to, it's called Old Line Road.
West Line Road.
West Line Road, thank you.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mill?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10231 as anything would be an improvement to the back part of the property, in my opinion. Will not alter central character of the neighborhood. It will improve the character of the neighborhood, in my opinion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,231. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.